our foundation. Lord,
if I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 eyes stretched across the sea. Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be here this morning, especially at this time, the crisis time that we are facing, not only Fiji, but the whole world is facing right now. And I take this time live from the studio here in Turek in Suva to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ this wonderful morning. And I take this time, first of all, to thank the Lord for this platform to share with you the Word of God today that is really needed in our nation, in our country, wherever we are this wonderful morning. So I thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, this morning. And we thank you for the platform that you set that we can deliver and share the opportunity to bless our nation this wonderful morning. Secondly, I take this time to thank the My Television for allowing us to be here this wonderful morning, the platform to share the Word of God. From the CEO and also the director, Mr. Stanley Simpson, for this opportunity to bless the nation with the Word of God. And I also take this time to thank our leaders, the Honorable Prime Ministers and all the ministers, the parliamentarian, head of every organization that are working very hard, especially the Ministry of Health, the Honorable Minister of Health, and doctors and nurses, that you are working very hard for this trial time that we are facing today. And I believe the assistance that we, churches, the body of Christ, is to pray and continue to encourage us this wonderful morning. So from the studio here in Turek in Suva, I greet you once again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are watching from home, maybe you just have had your breakfast and waiting for your lunch. It's a wonderful time to listen to the Word of God. And I will share with you with the current situation that we are facing right now from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And our reading will be from 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And before that, I take this time to greet you once again. Churches, a cell group, or maybe worship centers. And we all know that the congregation not supposed to exceed 20 people. And what a time, what a great time for us to come together. What a great time for us to know that God is on our side all the time. All the time, God is on our side. So whatever situation that we go through, remember that God is with us. Na kake the kenda duruma, na drendre, na ulu nivanua, na vi ngakilo nda siroba, na vi nraki nimbulan duindui, na numatunga, senga nindua na kaya dhaka, senga nindua kapa kukwaya, na kake the nga sadhaka, sadha kapa kukwaya, cho nindua tolu. John chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that everything that happened, happened according to him. because he is the creator of everything. So let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word. And thank you for your Holy Spirit will empower me and give me the wisdom, the knowledge as I live to the nation on this platform, my television, at 10:30 right up to 11:30. And I pray, Father God, that you'll bless us and bless us mightily through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. Seal and cover our nation. We pray over our nation during this time. Give us the strength. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, so we can face with whatever comes our way. This is our prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I take this time to greet you. Whether you're listening from New Zealand, you're listening from Australia, maybe you're listening from the United States of America, or maybe from the Asian continent, or maybe our soldiers in the Golan Heights through the Facebook live on my television page and also on New Methodist Christian Fellowship page. Whatever page that you are watching us on FB, I take this time to greet you and say thank you for tuning this wonderful morning. Not forgetting to once again thank the people that are working very hard during this crisis time. As I said again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from 12 right up to verse 16. And the Bible is very clear as God was speaking to Solomon. Hallelujah. Then the Lord appears to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer and have chosen this place. That means that God knew that. God knew that the conversation with Solomon. And the Bible says, when I shut up heaven, for there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways and seek my face, the Bible says, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Now, my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Oh, what a promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the lesson. Thank you, Father God, for the reassurance. You know what we're facing at the moment? Hallelujah. What we're facing at the moment is... this morning I was at the Wailing Sea Wall. We call the Wailing Sea Wall. It's from the foreshore from Grandma right up to the gym in Lodala. So this morning when I was meditating, preparing to come in and live at 10:30 this wonderful morning, seven things that the Lord placed in my heart, seven things that the Lord wants me to share with us of the positive of what we are going through right now. Number one, that it is a time of spirituality. It's a time of spirituality, number one. What we're facing at the moment, look at it from the positive point of view. From the positive point of view. So what we are facing right now, it's a time to see that there is a supreme. There is a God out there. Somebody determines everything that is going on. Number two, it is a time of personal reflection. It's a time that I sit, I look at myself from the crown of my head right to the sole of my feet. And I believe that that is a good time that God allow, not only to see the supreme, the creator, that somebody is out there, that somebody never sleep nor slumber, that somebody's hand is not too short. Hallelujah. And number two is a personal reflection. Number three, it's a good time for our family. It's a good family time. Hallelujah. A few nights ago when I was praying and drove through the super city, and the city was very quiet and very empty. Oh, what a good time for people to go home and sit with their families. It was a good time. We experienced last night a good time in our family. And I believe my family watching from home, Randini and the children and our grandchildren, I believe that you are watching from home. I take this time to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And before I come home and have our lunch today, we are really blessed at this time. So number four, it's a time of quality things, to do things in a right way and in a correct way. because we know that we are in a crisis. Most of the time when things are normal, we take it very lightly. And sometimes we take advantage of things. We take advantage of our wife for us husband, and for our husband for us wife, and for the parents for our children, and the children for our parents. Remember, the time will come and change. So this is a good time of reflection on the things that we do, whether we work in the government or organization, private sector, or maybe we are farmer, we are fisherman, whatever we do with our hands, do it to the best of our ability. Number five, it's a time to review our life, what we have done so far, what we can do, what we have failed along the way. So to me, whatever crisis that we are facing, in whatever situation that we are going through right now, because of this coronavirus, it's a time to see what we have achieved so far. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord for preparing New Methodist Christian Fellowship for this time. That even though the church can only up to 19 people, because we can't go through 20, because of the protection, the precautions that our good government already placed for us to stop the spread of this deadly disease, very fatal. And I thank the Lord that we could have improved, we can change things. So I thank the Lord for this morning. And number six, a time to plan ahead, or what we will plan from here now. So don't focus on the negative thing. Don't focus on the struggle that you're going through. Now it's the time to focus on plan and focus beyond and above. And number seven, it's a time of personal hygiene, washing of hands. We never wash our hand so often. Now this is the time we use soap and water and sanitizer. And even to me personally, it's a good time that I continue wash my hand. And working in a place, continue to wash my hand. Wherever I go, continue to wash my hand. So don't look at things in a negative way. Always look at things in a positive way. Why? Because the Bible says, whatever happen according to his will and his purpose. Kakeda sar sadaka sadaka kokwe. Segani dona kasadaka. Mesegani dakabo kokwe. So welcome the change that we are going through. Welcome situation that we are going through. Just put on the armor of God and move forward. So we are blessed because of this lesson. And also for us to reflect. We reflect on our relationship with God. Two things can happen to us, my friend, that you are here today. For those of us that we go to church because it's Sunday, we go to church because we belong to a denomination, for this time it will be a good excuse to stay home. It will be a good excuse not to go to church. But for those of us that we hunger for God, this is a time that will continue. The coronavirus will not affect your worshiping God. The coronavirus will not change the way that you hunger for God. You'll continue to read your Bible. In fact, it's supposed to go to another level. We'll hunger for the things of God. And while I'm preaching on the My Television right now live, the Word of God is also going on the Radio Fiji 1 from 10 to 11 o'clock. Why? Because I believe that we need the Word of God. Our nation, hallelujah, came into light because of the Word of God. And we know, according to the history, the LMS from Tahiti through Samoa and to the Southern Lao, the London Mission Society in 1830, then the Wesleyan Methodists that come from Tonga, Reverend Cargill, they arrive at 1835. And I really believe that whatever we face in this life, we must focus on the Word of God. Because the Word of God remains unchanged. We are living in a changing world, but with the unchanged Word of God. So I want to challenge our life today. Because when God spoke to Solomon, and he said, you talk to me, and I'm talking to you, but remember this, Solomon, my people are continue to sin. My people continue to turn away from me. Hallelujah. So to me, this thing that is happening in the world today, it's just another of those viruses, We have the chicken pox, we have the bird flu, we have the Ebola, we have the virus, so many viruses killing millions of people, thousands and thousands of people. And now we have the coronavirus about December 2019. And it's something that is not new. So we just need to pull up our socks, tighten our belt, and continue to move forward. Because with God, nothing is impossible. So I will talk to us. Hallelujah. Three things. The lesson today is the healing of the land. So the healing of the land from what? Hallelujah. From God's purpose trying to get our attention. God is trying to get the attention of the churches. God is trying to get the attention of leaders of this nation. God is trying to get the attention of the leaders of the Manua. God is trying to get the attention of the leader of this world. God is trying to get our attention because we are far away. We are turning away from him. We start to believe in money. We start to believe in development. We start to believe in the things, the fruit of our hand. We start to believe in the fruit of our hand. But God is trying to get our attention. And because he's a jealous God, he said, I am the jealous God. So when God sees that we are turning away from him and we are taking other things very seriously, like our work, like our tradition, our culture, all the sports. So God allows things because he determines everything that happens in this planet. He determines that. Nothing will happen unless it's approved by God. God approved things to happen. Nothing can happen unless it's approved from the boss. So the Bible says three things that God, listen to this, three things that God will allow. Number one, he will allow, according to the Bible, if I close heaven for rain not to fall. So that's number one, the weather. The weather pattern, the global warming. Hallelujah. That is, God is trying to get our attention. The cyclone, the earthquake, the melting of iceberg in the North Pole and South Pole, all those things, those are from God. Remember, God already did it. He did that in Genesis chapter 6 when he said to Noah, build a boat because I will flood the earth. Nobody believed that. Nobody believed in Noah. Noah was preaching and building the boat for 120 years. Remember that, my friend? 120 years, God was allowing Noah to build the boat. Hallelujah. So God will speak to us to get our attention, to get my attention. Number one, weather pattern. Number two, that is what we call, I send locusts to your crops. And we heard in the news a few weeks ago, a few days ago, millions and millions of locusts are attacking the continent of Asia and attacking the continent of Africa. And number three, according to the Bible, I will send sickness among my people. My friend that you are listening today, three things. I will go back into detail of what I'm sharing today. I'm just going in brief so you will understand where I'm coming from. So God is trying to get our attention. Three things that God will use. The weather pattern. Number two, the basic needs, our food and water that we drink, the air that we breathe. And number three, the sickness. And all these things happen, remember, when God was trying to get the attention of Pharaoh. But God used 10. God is trying to use only 3 at the moment. To Pharaoh, God used 10. Until he killed every firstborn in Egypt. God will never use that again, I believe. Hallelujah. So those are the three things that God is trying to get our attention. He was speaking to Solomon and maybe speaking to you, my friend. God is speaking to me. God is speaking to the church. God is speaking to the Manua. God is speaking to the government. God is speaking to every one of us. How is God? When you finish this life, remember, you will face with God. You will not face with your Manua. You will not face with anybody else. You will not face with your friends, with your parents. When you finish this life, you will finish with God. So God wants you to deal this life so you can have a better life. Not only this life, especially after this life. Remember two deaths that Jesus explained. One, a rich man, and he woke up in hell, in the flames. And a poor man, Lazarus, when he died and came, angels came and took him to the bosom of Abraham, which is Abraham represents the Father. So God's concern is about our spiritual life, our connection with God, that we serve him in spirit and in truth. So, and the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways and seek my face. So three things that God will try to get your attention. Weather pattern, your basic needs, and sickness. Will kin on a coronavirus. Will kin on a diarrhea. Will kin on a Ebola. Will kin on a AIDS. Will kin on a bird's flu. Will kin on a SARS. You remember all those sickness that come and take the lives of thousands and thousands. Remember that God already did it. Only eight people survived. Noah and the wife. The three sons. And the daughters. Only eight people survive. Hallelujah. Do you think God cannot do it again? I want to share with you today, as I'm live on television right now, to those of you that are watching. Hallelujah. Two cities were under a curse of brimstone and fire. The Bible says that he sent fire to Sodom and Gomorrah. How many hundred thousand people died in two big cities? So God is not hard up with how many people kill. God is not hard up. He's a God that is trying his best for us to turn back to him. Because when we finish with this life, we disobey him, then, I mean, he's given us the freedom to have a choice. And that's why he's trying his best to get our attention, even to a point that some people will lose their life. And maybe the point of death, they will repent and they know that there is a God. Hallelujah. And I want to challenge our life today, my friend, the situation that we are in right now. Hallelujah. That God is speaking to us. So my people call by my name. By my name, Christians, those who believe in God Jehovah, Son Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Godhead that we call it, the Trinity. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us right now. Hallelujah. Speaking to us. Wherever you are, God is speaking to us. So he's trying to get our attention, and he said, if my people who are called by my name, I'm talking about to nullify the three things. My people who are called by my name humble themselves. How can you humble themselves? It's not the way you walk. It's not the way you live. It's the way that you submit to God. Hallelujah. So na ngona kenda na kai biti na ulo ko tuwa mo lumo lumo tu sa nga na yalo tu lo matama ni yalo koko. Ah, ibalu chiko lo ma. Riri mo lumo lumo tu nga iyo nimbula binaka, isambula binaka, nimbula binaka. Sa nga ilo ma ta yalo koko. So God is talking about the humbleness, the humility that God is above you all the time. Hallelujah. You cannot love your neighbor. You cannot love your friend. You cannot love the people around you unless you have the love of God. The love of God that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And that's why the teachers of the law asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? What is the biggest commandment? What is the most important commandment? Commandment 1, commandment 2, 3, 4, right up to 10. And Jesus said, I tell you, there's one great commandment, Israel. Remember this. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. And then love your neighbor. So you first love God. You can love God. Hallelujah. And then you can love your neighbor. And your love will be genuine. Not fake, not a put on. Just because you are Karua and Tavale, and just because your neighbor, just because you two come from Lau or come from Vanuatu, no, that's a fake love. That's a love on the surface. The love that Jesus is talking about, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. Romana na kalu na lomamu to doko ya lomu to doko no muna numu to doko kina numu koko kedenga. Sangke lomani re na wekamu. So my people who are called by my name, humble themselves. So God is talking about the humbleness. Then I'll speak on the few Sundays that in front of us. I'll continue to, on this lesson. And pray. Turn away from their wicked ways. Lako tani mai numu ibarola. Lako tani mai na kanakan tabako. Lako tani mai na vaka vitalia. Lako tani mai na lasa itumba. Lako tani mai na buta buta ko na nriba. Lako tani mai na ndawi baka liliai. Lako tani mai na mateni. Lako tani mai na... Turn away from your wicked ways. If you want to know your wicked ways, go to Galatians chapter 5, 19, 20, 21. Και κουβία κιλά να δαμάνει παραπαδά, ετίκο, εν Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, σε First Corinthians chapter 6, 9, 10, 11. Λάκω τένι μενή παραπαδά. Then the Bible says, γαίνω όλοι μου ιδιάου, and seek my face. I will hear from heaven, τόλου, λίμα, μου βοράτα κοινά να τόλου, I can hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sins. I will heal your land. The healing of the land depends on the five. And the Bible says his promise. And then my ears will be open, attentive. My eyes will be watchful. And my heart will remain here. So 3533. So this lesson, I call it the healing of the land. The healing of our land. The healing of our Asana, the healing of our Wanua, the healing of the world today. Hallelujah. Even the wisest men live on this planet cannot find a solution to the problem that we are facing. China is still trying. Israel is still trying. United States of America is still trying. Australia, New Zealand, Germany, they're still trying. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, Chapter 1, verse 25, that the foolishness of God is still wiser than the wisdom of men. So God is trying to get our attention. Turn to me. Turn to me. Fiji, turn to me. Lau, turn to me. The Konrobe Mbu and Maduata, turn to me. Ba and Ra, turn to me. Nanronga and Nabosa, turn to me. Serua, Namosi, Netasiri, turn to me. Rewa Enteilebu, turn to me. Romaivite Nakandabu, turn to me. Rotuma, Kio, Vatakirambi, turn to me. Samoa, Tonga, Pacific Islanders, turn to me. Hallelujah. So God is trying to get our attention. And this is the lesson I believe that we need today. This is the lesson of the now. I'm speaking of the lesson of the now. Just last week, I was sharing from the Career Stand in Suva, which was live and was also replayed this morning at the same station at 8 to 9. I was sharing, the coronavirus hasn't arrived, but when it arrives, then you'll see what God is trying to tell us. And some of us take it very lightly. We must thank the government of the restrictive and the measures they put in place. For us, for our own good. And some people, they want to break it again. Hallelujah. I was speaking to the Taltalangase in Namukelau. I said, make sure that the church in Namukelau, it's only up to 19. You people separate your church and listen to the Radio Fiji 1, because the television hasn't arrived to the Southern Lau. Make sure you listen to the Radio Fiji 1 at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock to listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because what applies in Vitilevu applies in every part of Fiji. And it is our duty as a good citizen. That's what we call humbleness. We humble to those in authority. So I want to challenge our life this wonderful morning, brothers and sisters. When I will go into detail into this lesson, I believe that you already get the point that God is trying to tell us who is the boss. He's trying to tell the continent of Asia who is the boss. He's trying to tell the continent of America from Alaska and Canada right down to Argentina and Brazil. He's trying to get to the continent of Africa from Libya right down to South Africa. He's speaking to the continent of Europe and to the Pacific Basin, including Australia, New Zealand, and all Pacific Islanders. I am the boss. I am God. I am the creator. I am who I am. He spoke to Moses and told Moses, go to Pharaoh, tell Pharaoh that I am is sending you. And I believe I'm a Moses this morning. I'm a Moses this morning sharing what God said I am. It's about time that we have a good relationship with our God, regardless of the denomination you belong to. It's not about denomination. It's about our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You can be a doctor, you can be a teacher, or you can be a fisherman, you can be just a villager in one of the villages in Vanuatu or to the coral coast or the coastal areas of Ra. God is trying to tell us, regardless who we are, that there is a supreme that trying to get your attention. And the attention is three. He used weather pattern, he used our basic needs, and he used sickness. And five things that we need to do. My people who are called by my name, we humble ourselves and we pray. A lot of church, but only less prayer. And seek my face and turn away from your wicked ways. I will hear your prayer from heaven. I will forgive your sin. I will heal your land. My ears will be attentive. My eyes will be focused. And my heart will be here. The healing of the land, the healing of Fiji, is in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Now, let us go into detail. Once again, welcome you for tuning live on my television, a new program that starts this week just because of what we are going through. So 10:30 every week, you can listen live to this program. And I believe that the television station is also open to other churches that you can come around next week. Hallelujah. Come around next week and speak to our management team. And I believe they will have time from here to there and try to slot in everyone. Why? Because we need to stand together. We are in a one team. The government, the Wanua, and all the Lotus, we are on one side. And we are fighting against our enemy. And the Bible says there's only one enemy. Your enemy, the devil, is waiting and crawling for someone to devour. And Paul said to the people in Ephesians, put on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of taking the gospel, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of God, which is the word of God, and prayers of every Christian. I believe that this is a time that we come together, hallelujah. Set a date and we pray. We've been setting a date, going to the seawall and pray for the last seven days. And I believe that that is something that we do as a church, as brothers in Christ. So I will go to the lesson now. Hallelujah. Number one, hallelujah. God used nature, the weather pattern. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says, when I shut heaven and there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. See, he said, God said, I. So everything about the weather depends on him. He command nature upon, and nature will respond. I have the full authority of all nature and what, where, and when it happened. Cyclone, monsoon, hurricane, whatever weather pattern that are facing or slapping our planet in whatever phase, I tell nature to change pattern depending on my purpose alone. Oh, hallelujah. So God is trying to get our attention on patterns of the weather. Hallelujah. The sea level is rising and the rivers are drying up. Oh, what's happening? God is trying to get our attention. Some rivers in the Wainimala, in the Waindina, we used to take our umbilimbili there. Now we can't. We just walk. Even the mongoose can cross over. Hallelujah. So those are the weather pattern. I went to some villages and Turanikoro will say, Taltala, this used to be our playing ground. But now, see, the shoreline has moved right into the middle of the village and we are moving up to the hillside or to the mountainside. My friend, God is using weather pattern. And in Genesis chapter 6, that God, according to the Bible, chapter 6 and chapter 7 talks about the great flood. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in the generation. You shall take with you seven of each every clean animals, a male and a female, two each of an animal that are unclean, male and female. Also seven each of the bird of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of. Look at the pictures is there on the screen. My friend, that is a flood. Nobody knew that the rain will fall because there were no rain from the time of Adam to the time of Noah. Now you see in the pictures, people are crying. How many millions of people were like that? You know, the Mount Everest becomes an ocean. And Mount Everest is about 29,000 feet. 29,000 feet. For those that know aviation, that is the level that the jet they fly, 29, 28, 25, right up to 46,000. The maximum level that you can fly is about 46,000. After that, it's just a rocket because the atmosphere changed and the airplane cannot go there anymore. Hallelujah. And the Mount Everest, the highest or the tallest mountain or point in this planet, the Bible says it become sea. See, God was trying to get the attention of the people. Only Noah listened and was righteous. Maybe I'm speaking to a Noah that you are listening, watching today. I want to challenge your life that you can save your nation. You can save your people. You can save your Matangali. For the people that are watching and listening from Lotoka area that you are on a lockdown now because of the restriction and the things that our government put in place for our own good, for our own good. And you are watching and listening this wonderful morning, I want to encourage you. God is trying to get our attention. And he used weather pattern. Not only that, in Genesis chapter 1 right up to 4, God is trying to show us a lot of things. To show us. And when they are finished, and they built an altar, and I believe it can happen to us today. It's a time that we reflect on God and his purpose. Also in the cyclone, God also speak in cyclone. You remember the story of Jonah. Hallelujah. Jonah want to run away to Nineveh. Hallelujah. God spoke to Jonah to go to Nineveh. And Jonah planned to run away to the other side. Nineveh is in the mainland on Judea side. Maybe it's around between Syria and Iraq today. But he wanted to cross over to the other side, to the Mediterranean, to the other side, to Europe. And God sent a cyclone. You know the story. And everybody was calling out their God. But Jonah said, you throw me to the sea. I am the cause of all this. My God is speaking to me. I'm running away from my God. So the weather pattern, whether it's a cyclone, or whether it's an earthquake, or whether it's a tsunami, or whether it's a monsoon in the areas of the Western Pacific, in the Philippines, they call it monsoons. Hallelujah. The weather pattern is something that God is trying to get our attention. So when weather comes and the weather pattern change, globalization is coming, and we see we have a lot of access into a news outlet around the world. You see a lot of weather pattern that the change to very hot and the change to very cold. We just have experienced in Australia the burning of the great mess in New South Wales in Australia. Maybe God is trying to speak to the Australians. Hey, listen to me. Listen to your God. I created Australia. I create every continent. I create every waves that roll. So I want to challenge our life that God uses cyclone. And I remember Jesus and the disciples, they were crossing in Mark chapter 4. There was a story in Mark chapter 4 when they were crossing to the other side. It was dark, and Jesus said, let us go to the other side. In the middle of the ocean, or the middle of the Lake Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and in the middle of the night, and the cyclone struck them, and they were about to die, when Jesus stood up and speak to the wind and speak to the wave. Why they listen? Because he is the author of everything. So, my friend, whenever you face with a situation like that, remember that God is speaking to us. God is speaking to every individual. He also, in the desert, when there was no food in the desert, you know the story, as they were moving to the desert from Egypt, and they were moving along to Canaan, for the promised land. None of them been to Canaan. Hallelujah. None of them knew what's in Canaan. Maybe they heard the story from their forefathers, from the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes that they were living in Egypt at that time. And maybe they pass on the story from generation to generation. But it's about 400 years. So it's something that is new to them, and they were moving across. My friend, that you are here today, God is trying to get our attention in every situation that you are going through with the weather pattern. And he also speaks to us in the food, hallelujah. In the food or our basic needs, God will speak to us. I remember a few Sundays ago, I was preaching and I was sharing, we eat canned food and we drink bottle of water. Now, very soon, we will breathe, hallelujah, cylinder of oxygen. At the moment, we're using mask. But a time will come that the air is so polluted that we need a small oxygen bottle hanging somewhere, or maybe it's just like somebody, a diver, about to go to the sea. You will walking around with a cylinder bottle with you. So I tell you, my friend, hallelujah, because nothing is impossible with God. He'll just try to get our attention. The reason of this lesson is for us to turn to God. Because of the healing of our land, the healing of our generation, the healing of the people that will come later in this life. And I want to challenge our life. Hallelujah. That when they were in the desert, and about 3 million people, and they were crying out to Moses, and God sent manna from heaven. The manna that they ate for 40 years. My friend, 40 years. Hallelujah. And the people, they were having manna. And even, the Bible says, even their feet was not swollen from their shoes. That means their shoes grow with their feet. How can you explain that their feet was not swollen because of their sandals? They walk in the desert, and about 40 years. There is no mat, there is no supermarket in the desert, and yet God provided for them. And if God provided for his people in the desert, how can God stop him from providing for you that you are watching today? God can provide for you a family, or maybe extended family, or maybe a village, or maybe a tikina, maybe a sana. God can provide it for you. He already provided for his people. That's why it's very important. The people, my people who are called by my name. That's why it's very important for us to turn back to God. We can all say that we go to church. What about our lifestyle? What about our life? Do we walk with God every day of our life? Or we only talk to God when we are in the four corners of the church, of the building? When we finish from the church, we go back swearing, bickering, slandering, gossip. And even the Facebook today is used to run down people and run down our government and run down those in authority, run down those that are successful. Hallelujah. It's very sad because people focus on negative. But I'm sharing today that this is the best time for us to refocus. Hallelujah. Refocus, redress, and try to move closer to our God. As I said, seven things that I believe will assist us in these 14 days and then later be reviewed. Hallelujah. It'll be up to God. Our review, our government will review according to the improvement or getting worse. And that is why we need prayer. We need the people that are called by my name, humble themselves and pray. Turn away from your wicked ways and seek my face. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. As I said before, some of us that we go to church because of the day. We go to church because of the organization. We go to church because we belong to a denomination. And because of the restriction this time, oh, you welcome that. Oh, this is a time to sleep. This is a time just to eat and sleep. Eat and sleep. But for those that they want to be in the presence of God, you'll be sitting in front of my television this morning and worshiping God. You are worshiping God with us. Hallelujah. You are worshiping God with other programs that will come later in the day. At 2 to 4, there'll be a replay of the church in Centenary Church last week. And 6 o'clock, and there will be another Bible study that will come. Even in the night. I'm just talking about the program of New Methodist, but there are other church programs that are along the way. And I believe this is a time that we refocus, we readdress and realign ourselves, because God wants to get your attention. Remember the lesson today, the healing of the land. Now I will come to number 3, hallelujah, which is we are on right now, sickness. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my... He said, among my people. That means everybody belong to him. Now, hallelujah, the pain and sickness to the Egyptian, about 10, I already share. Water that turns into blood, the frogs, the lice, nakutu, and the flies, nalango, livestock disease, mate nambul makau, manumanu ramate. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is trying to get our attention. The boils, nambo, nakombo, karo-karo. You're talking about skin disease, kinambo, the hail, weather pattern, locusts. I was talking about 2 weeks ago, or maybe 1 week ago, or 1 month ago, still in the news, millions and millions of locusts, including the Kandivuka in Lotoka. Oh, Lotoka people, we need to seek God. Now you are on lockdown before you have the Kandivuka eating up the building. I remember 2 weeks ago we were in Wunda Bypass, my wife's brother, and we were just having tea and handing away. And I look up and I saw his ceiling that was paint black. And I said, oh, this is lovely. I thought he meant it to be like that. This is wonderful. It's like a style. It's fancy when I see that he painted black the corrugated iron and all the wood that's inside. And he removed all the ceiling. And he said, no, I did that because of the Kandivuka. Because the Kandivuka came and started to eat our building. And we have to continue to change the wood inside. Hallelujah. That's locusts, my friend. It's locusts. And according to the Bible, there are locusts in Exodus chapter 10. And then we have the darkness. Another weather pattern, darkness. And I believe we are in a time that in a spiritual darkness, people continue to drink, continue to smoke, continue to perform fornication, lying and stealing, killing one another. Pooh, I tell you, the list goes on, etc., etc. And I believe that God is speaking to you right now, that he's trying to get our attention. We are blessed today, only 3. The Egyptian Pharaoh, because Pharaoh was very hard in his heart, and God was speaking to him. Moses, go to Pharaoh. Moses, go to Pharaoh. Moses, go to Pharaoh. So in Exodus 7, hallelujah, a water turns into blood. Exodus 8, the frogs. Exodus 8, verse 16, the lice. Exodus 8:20, the flies. Nalango, livestock disease. Exodus 9, Exodus 9:8, boil. And hail, Exodus 9:13, locust, Exodus 10:1, darkness, Exodus 10:21. Now, nobody want to go to Exodus 11:1, the death of every firstborn. And that's when God break the heart of the Egyptian. That's when God break the heart of Pharaoh. Maybe I'm speaking to a Pharaoh today. I'm speaking to a Pharaoh right now. God knows how to break your heart. Don't allow God to take away the very thing that you love the most. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody you're watching today, God is trying to get your attention. Forget about the nation right now. Forget about your district. Forget about your manua. What about you? God is trying to get your attention. Remember, Exodus chapter 11 verse 1, the death of the firstborn. The firstborn in Egyptian culture is the most important in those days. It's the most important child in a family. So don't allow God to take away the very thing that you love the most. It's then Pharaoh said, Moses, take your people and get out from here. He was so broken because now God get his attention. I want to challenge our life today. God is speaking to us now. God is speaking to everyone. Not only that, A, hallelujah, pain and sickness to the Egyptian. B, God gives and he can remove it too. God gives and God can take. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 and 16, I'll try to read to us. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall be a male and female barren among you and among their livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible disease of Egypt, which you have known. But will lay them on all those who have hated you. Also you shall destroy all the people whom the Lord your God deliver over to you. Your eyes shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. God is watching you, my friend. God is watching me. God is watching us. For those that we know him, for those that we loyal to him, that God is watching you. Remember, Deuteronomy chapter 7, 14 and 16. And when he speak to us, he meant it because he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. My friend, I believe this is a long lesson, and next week I will try to continue again from this lesson. But I want to challenge your life today. The three things that God is trying to get our attention. He'll try to get to you because we are stubborn, we are hardened heart. We believe in ourselves and we don't trust God. Hallelujah. And when we face with anything, we don't turn to him. Joshua was a leader, he turned to God. Moses was a leader, he turned to God. Noah became a leader because he turned to God. What about you, my friend? Can you turn to God? Can a leader of our nation turn to God? Can the leader of the Wanua and the church and the government can turn to God? Because I believe that's really what God is trying to do to the people of this planet. About 7 billion people that are living in this planet. How many of us that we are turning to God? How many of us that we are worshiping God? You know, sometimes we are far away from God. When things happen, you start to see people are slowly turning to God. So that is the positive way or the viewpoint that we can see. When things come our way that is not right, not according to our plan, maybe God is just trying to, hey, brother, my son, Luvengu, I'm trying to get to you. I cannot bless you because you are far away from me. My friend that you are listening today, God is trying to bless us. But all the blessing is already released from his end. It's up to you for you to take it from where it is left. If I give you my mobile and I said, I give it to you and it on my hand and you don't take it from my hand, it will still not belong to you even though it's already allocated to you. The blessing of God is already allocated to us. Already. Every one of us. whether you go to church or not, whether you believe in God or not, God already blessed this planet. When he see everything that was good, then God blessed Adam and Eve. And he said, let us create man in our image and our likeness and give them the authority, the dominion to live and multiply. Oh, we have a duty to do, to be a good citizen, to be a good Christian, and to be a good person. How can you measure your good in person? By believing the word of God. My friend that you are listening today, maybe you're listening from the interior, maybe you're watching through Suva, the corridor, Suva Nosori, or maybe you're watching from Nandi, Bulubinaka, from Nandi. If you're watching from Lotoka, remain obedient to whatever the law or the police department and the army has allocated. That's what we call good law-abiding citizen. We listen, we humble ourselves. And God is speaking to us. When we talk about coronavirus, everybody run and hide. When we talk about that Jesus is coming, when we talk about forgive, turn away from your sin, everybody don't want to respond. A lot of people, they don't want to hear. He's been preaching again. The word of God is coming down again. He's been blessing us again on the Bible. No, it's not blessing on the Bible. He's telling you what God wants you to know. Because when he moves his smallest index, according to some, when he moves his smallest index, the mountain melt. So God is speaking to us today. As I come to round off this lesson today, now listen in the lesson which is called the healing of the land. I want to challenge your life. Young people, remember, stay indoors and listen to your parents during this time. Every child is a pearl to their parents. So this is the time. Stay home, do your homework, and be obedient to your parents. Every citizen that we are told to do anything, let us listen. Because that is the beginning of what we call obedience. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Now God is speaking to us. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, turn away from their wicked ways, seek my face. I will talk on these five next week and the following week. But for this time, I want to bless you. I want to bless the nation. I want to bless our people from Lau right up to Yasawa. From Vikombia, Undu Pointi, in Vanulevu, right up to Kandavu. Every 14 provinces, every race that they call Fiji their home, I want to bless you today. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. I want to bless our government, the Honorable Prime Minister, and all the ministers, all those that are leading organizations, that you are in the front line. I bless you this morning. Those are on the front line. Doctors and nurses, police and army, that you are lucrative to receive any kind of sickness while doing your duty. I bless you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I bless our nation today, this morning, that coronavirus will come and go. We will stand together as a nation. We'll stand together because God is on our side. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son, whoever believes in him shall not perish. Will have everlasting life. So from the studio here in Turek in Suva, I bless our nation. I bless the families. I bless the children. I bless also NCF that you are listening. You are taking this into your church, into your get together. I bless my family, my beautiful wife, my children, and my grandchildren. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for loving our nation the way that we love our God. I give him the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, and we say, Amen.
Lord of the nation, Lord.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness.
Declaring your authority.
My people who are called by my name, humble themselves. Pray. Seek my face. Turn away from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. And I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 eyes stretched across the sea. Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive. That you are listening, you are taking this into your church, into your get together. I bless my family, my beautiful wife, my children, and my grandchildren. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for loving our nation the way that we love our God. I give him the glory and the honor and the praises in Jesus' wonderful name, and we say amen.
Lord of foundation, Lord.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit. 300 eyes stretched across the sea. Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
May we turn, may we turn.